Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into the second hour of the program. Phones are open as always at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm, and we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Coming up here, we're also in the midst of reading the list of demands, according to medium.com, and an account there labeling itself Free Capitol Hill. They have a list of demands. What they say is from the, quote, collective black voices at Free Capitol Hill to the government of Seattle, Washington. And we are, I would say, not quite halfway through the list, but we are most of the way through their first part. There's four parts. The first part is reforms, or not even reforms, but change that they want to see happen with the justice system, including the abolition of the Seattle Police Department. So far, we've agreed with a good chunk of this portion of the demands, and we'll continue with that coming up here. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Matthew. He's in Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nobody, and Chris.
All right, a couple of jokes about Chazistan.
Chaz, by the way, stands for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Go ahead.
Right. Do you think that the Chaz will receive diplomatic recognition before Taiwan or after? Okay. The second question. If they do get diplomatic recognition, can we nominate Milo Yiannopoulos as the ambassador?
I don't know how the people of the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone would accept Milo Yiannopoulos. He's a gay right-winger, right? So, and they would have a tough time with that one.
They might have a tough time with him, but hey, he's very open-minded. He'll debate anybody, anywhere, anytime, any topic.
Is he? I don't know. I don't really know much about the guy. I mean, he's made a few headlines here and there, and he's certainly been talked about, but I really don't know that much about him.
He's actually very entertaining, even though I don't agree with all of everything that he has to say.
Well, I would expect a flamboyant gay guy to be pretty entertaining. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, that's pretty much a given.
Yeah. Yep, that's about it. Well, that's it.
Thanks, Matthew, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And the toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we haven't disagreed with too much yet. We'll continue here with the list of demands for the justice system. Number 8, we demand decriminalization of the acts of protest and amnesty for protesters generally, but specifically those involved in what has been termed the George Floyd Rebellion against the terrorist cell that previously occupied this area known as the Seattle Police Department. I'll give them some credit for that one.
That's good.
Call the police like they are. The definition of terrorist. Now, there are people probably out there saying, what do you mean terrorists? They're our protectors. Police are helping us.
They didn't protect George Floyd.
I think that statement probably went over the majority of people's heads. They don't understand that the police are being called terrorists.
That's exactly what they're doing. Yeah.
Right, that's what they're doing, but most people aren't going to get that. They're going to get confused by that very statement because they don't have this perception of police as being terrorists.
But they are. A person who uses one. Now, the definition here at Google uses the term unlawful, which is not necessarily the definition of terror.
Well.
A person who uses violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims, which is all the police
do. The police act unlawfully all the time, though. So
that depends on whose law you're talking about.
If it's their own law.
Well,
they're violating their own law.
It's just they're not being prosecuted for it.
Right.
So effectively, it's legal what they're doing because nothing can be done about it.
Technically, something is illegal even if it isn't prosecuted.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That doesn't make it legal. That just makes it tolerated.
Yeah.
That's the difference between de facto and de jure.
But ultimately, there is no difference between the terrorists in the Middle East and the terrorists in the Seattle Police Department.
Well, except that the ones in the Middle East are no threat to us.
That's true. Great point. The ones in the Middle East are not going to raid your house in the middle of the night, and they're not going to choke you to death in the streets.
They didn't kill George Floyd, and they didn't kill Duncan Lemp.
No, in fact, the number of people killed at the hands of police every single year dwarfs dramatically the number of terror strikes victims inside the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when the hell was the last terror strike inside the United States anyway? The Boston bombing?
Yeah.
Was there something since then?
Something like that. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there have been a couple of military bases shot up, and it all depends on what you want to count. I mean, do you count Dylann Root? Do you count shot up a church? He was definitely, I would call him a terrorist. He wasn't he was more of a right-wing American terrorist than he wasn't
I always,
a Muslim terrorist.
I always take issue at people calling, you know, these random, unorganized, entirely unorganized individuals who just shoot up buildings or hotels or whatever, or, you know, as terrorists.
Because, are they just trying to murder people, or is there some sort of agenda they have?
I mean, terrorism.
He had a political agenda. His whole intent was political, which was not necessarily the same as a lot of people who do these things.
Right. I mean, if you're just out there, if you're just mentally out there and are shooting stuff up because, you know, reasons, you know, that have nothing to do with some sort of political agenda. Is it really terrorism?
Yeah, I mean, if you think the CIA is talking to you through your teeth and you shoot up a building, then it's probably not political, unless the CIA is actually talking to you through your teeth, which, you know, may not be impossible.
I don't know. I just it's just like we overextend the use of the word until the point in which it's meaningless. Yeah.
They say this also includes the immediate release of all protesters currently being held in prison after the arrests made at 11th and Pine on Sunday night and early Saturday morning, June 7th and 8th, and any other protesters arrested in the past 2 weeks in the uprising. The name Evan Herrera in particular comes to mind, who filmed Seattle police macing a young girl, and he himself is now in jail. Number 9. Because, yeah, I'll agree. If someone hasn't committed a violent act or, you know, destroyed somebody's property or whatever, they don't belong behind bars, and even then they probably don't belong behind bars. They belong doing restitution to whoever the victim was.
Yeah.
We demand, they say, number 9, that the city of Seattle and the state government release any prisoner currently serving time for a marijuana-related offense and expunge the related conviction. Bravo!
Yeah.
Bravo! It doesn't go far enough. Doesn't go far enough. They need to make it so it's all peaceful related offenses. Yeah. Any drug offense, anything that doesn't have a victim. Set them all free.
That's what nobody says. Yeah. If you elect me governor, I will pardon every victimless crime in New Hampshire history.
Indeed.
I'll be voting for you.
You can go check out his website at electnobody.com.
And I'll be on it 10:06 tonight doing Nobody Tells the Truth on both DLive and Twitch.
That's right. So check that out this evening at DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. It may be on your own DLive channel, which I don't know if you... Did you get me that code?
I don't know if I have. Okay. I think we might have to put that off for another week.
Okay. We demand, number 10, that the city of Seattle and state government release any prisoner currently serving time just for resisting arrest if there are no other related charges, and that those convictions should also be expunged.
Oh, yep. Good point.
Totally agree with that one.
If you're being arrested for nothing, you have every right to resist.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not uncommon for them to charge someone with resisting arrest. Yep. Well, what were you arresting me for?
Yeah.
Resisting arrest.
You didn't charge me for anything else. I've seen that happen. It's happened here in New Hampshire. We demand, they say, number 11, that prisoners currently serving time be given the full and unrestricted right to vote, and for Washington State to pass legislation specifically breaking from federal law that prevents felons from being able to vote. Now, in New Hampshire, once you have served your time, you can vote as a felon.
Mm-hmm.
You are a felon, so you know this is true.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the idea that prisoners should be able to vote from behind bars?
Absolutely.
I don't think they necessarily have the numbers to move elections, but, you certainly shouldn't, lose your say in the system because you've been victimized.
They would
by
have
the system.
Numbers to move the elections in a small town that has a prison, and the prison is a huge chunk of the population. Should they be
That's
forced to vote in the town
possible.
From which they were living prior to going to the prison?
I mean, I don't know. I think we should just abolish the whole system
Indeed.
By which, you know, people's votes are given power over me.
We sure. don't have a true democracy if the prisoners can't vote.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, some would say we have a republic, not a democracy,
well,
but
sure.
really, what's the difference? There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
I've had bluefin Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese, she's like 22, a yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DINOVITE.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, that includes Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas are dual events with an amazing lineup of speakers. And it's all the more amazing because, well, most events have been canceled in 2020. But you can still go to Vegas and attend AnarchoVegas.com and CryptoVegasConference.com. That's where you can go to get registered. $20.20 for each event. So they're one-day events. You pay $20.20 per day. You get to see, if you're at CryptoVegas, you'll see Juan Galt speaking, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and Elise Sam and more. Also at Anarcho Vegas 2020, you'll get to see Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and others. You can go to the websites, get registered, use code FTL, and get 10% off your VIP tickets. AnarchoVegas.com and CryptoVegasConference.com. It's July 18th and 19th, so we're about a month and maybe 5 weeks or so away from this. It's going to be coming up soon, so go and get your tickets now. AnarchoVegas.com, CryptoVegasConference.com, and Free Talk Live is expected to broadcast from the events. And I think that at the very least, Mark and Aria are willing to go out. I myself, I'm not willing to put a damn mask on to fly somewhere. So it's kind of a questionable situation of there's news reports about can you get on a plane, or some people are saying you can get on a plane without wearing a mask because a lot of people have apparently been doing that, and so the Karens are really upset and they've been complaining to news media. So there's this lengthy story at the New York Times within the last week that's just crying about all these people not wearing masks on planes, but I don't know. I don't know how strictly enforced these things are. So it may be the kind of thing where I get to the airport and they're not going to let me on the plane.
I mean, why don't they just have different sections for people who want to wear a mask and who don't? Wouldn't that make more sense than to
force everybody on? That does sound more sensible, yeah.
And then have people taking their mask off after they get on against right next to people who, you know, don't want to be around people who are...
Corporate America has been really pushing this whole mask thing. So for whatever reason, corporations either in or they're out. And it seems like almost all of them are in with the whole
I bet in a lot of cases they could just even have whole planes that are like...
Mask-free.
No mask.
Yeah, they could totally do that.
I mean, especially to a lot of destinations.
Yeah, and somebody who was complaining about it was saying that half the people on one flight didn't have masks on. So there you go.
Yeah,
split them up.
Definitely sounds like a solution.
The market is demanding both services. So anyway, back to the story here that we've been sharing with you. And so far, the demands have been pretty decent when it comes to the justice system demands. There wasn't much for us to disagree with here, abolishing the police and making some pretty significant changes, releasing a lot of peaceful people from prison. And we continue with the list here from Medium.com. And I will post the full thing on our Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, on our Mastodon at toots.freetalklive.com, and the Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. They say, number 12, we demand an end to prosecutorial immunity for police officers in the time between now and the dissolution of the Seattle Police Department and extant justice system. So, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's get rid of immunity for
the
police officers.
That would probably be the most significant thing to focus on, is that immunity.
Yeah, that's something you could do nationwide.
Yeah.
Although, just to quibble, it's not really prosecutorial immunity, it's sovereign immunity.
Qualified immunity? Or
all qualified
immunity.
Prosecutorial immunity only applies to prosecutors.
Yeah.
To get rid of that, too, though.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Any immunities these goons have, they should be gotten rid of. And this is something that could be done, but will the political class, the politicians, the spineless politicians, the cowards, actually go up against the police department?
And
there's no way.
And you know why? You know, one of the things that is that the reality is a lot of these, politicians, where do they get into those spots from? They get into those spots from, having been the prosecutor, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's how they climb the ladder, so to speak, within the political world. So this idea that you're going to have the very people who were prosecutors passing laws to remove this you know, all of these immunities, it's absurd. It's just not going to happen.
I don't believe it's going to happen. I mean, it would be nice because, from what I understand, Justin Amash has proposed a bill that would get rid of qualified immunity. Now, I don't know if that's the truth. I haven't read the damn thing. But
is it going to pass?
No.
Zero chance. It's not passing.
I mean, then again, this is sort of an unprecedented time. I guess we'll see. I would go with you, though, on this one, Chris. And if I'm going to wager money on it, I would wager that there's no chance that it'll pass. But where are they going to go from here? What will we see happen next? We've definitely never seen this level of resistance before. This is a little beyond what happened during Occupy almost a decade ago.
They're going to need to expand their reach. You know,
the autonomous zone?
The autonomous zone and slowly increase it until a point in which they actually have some
take over
sort of
a big swath of the city.
Yeah, until they actually have some sort of resources and ability to start, you know, basically having some level of control over things.
We demand, number 13, an abolition to imprisonment, generally speaking, but especially the abolition of both youth prisons and privately owned for-profit prisons. So the abolition of imprisonment, now that's a pretty big concept. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Sounds good. I don't see any reason that private prisons are worse than government-run prisons.
They're all bad.
Get rid of all of them.
I don't know.
But what do you do with a murderer?
Kill him.
I don't know. I don't necessarily like the idea of prisons, but at the same time, I don't necessarily think that you know that we need to be killing people just because they've done something terrible, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, just because somebody's murdered somebody doesn't mean they're a threat to the rest of society.
That's true.
Unless
they're a serial murderer.
Yeah.
If somebody killed someone in the you know, the height of passion or whatever, a second degree murder, that's not the same thing as first degree.
Right.
Maybe they could come back from that
and have a
productive life or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, somebody gets killed in a bar fight who didn't intentionally kill somebody, manslaughter.
That's manslaughter. Yeah.
Right. Is, you know, I mean, really?
Do they need to be in prison?
Right. I mean, I would say if the objective is, you know, to make our societies safer or something to that effect, I don't see how it's making our society safer.
No.
It's revenge.
There's plenty of recidivism, too, where people go to prison and they get out and then they go back into prison.
Yeah.
They didn't get corrected.
It's
surprise.
It's really a sickness of society to want to seek revenge on, you know, people who have harmed, you know, they've got their own issues, right? It's like, I'm not saying that, you know, we should get rid of, like, I don't know if I want to say we should get rid of prisons, but like altogether. But like, I think the way that prisons exist, I much prefer the idea of, oh, let's kick them out of our town or our city or our state. You know,
well, where are they going to go?
Well, I don't know.
Wait, you mean the prisons or the people?
You know,
kick out the people or kick out the prisons?
If you're gonna put somebody in prison or decide to banish them, I'd rather see the
banishing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's something to be said for that, and you know, one imagines that there would be a place where, you know, the people nobody wanted would end up, and
banished town.
They can still deal with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
They can call it band camp.
I gotta say, I agree with you on that, Chris. I think if they gave me the you know, the button to push.
Yeah.
Either get rid of the prisons or not. I'd push the button.
Yeah, I would too.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you got a right to bear arms, then you won't need to put as many people in prison because you can defend yourself when they attack.
It's true.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. More of the demands from the Chaz coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden for claiming the commander-in-chief would try to steal the upcoming election.
Look, Joe's not all there. Everybody knows it. And it's sad when you look at it and you see it. You see it for yourself. He's created his own sanctuary city in the basement of wherever he is. And he doesn't come out. Certainly, if I don't win, I don't win. I mean, you know, go on and do other things. I think it would be a very sad thing for our country.
Furthermore, on Fox News, President Trump said that Americans are getting a glimpse of liberal policies in the wake of the protests against George Floyd's police-involved death. Joe Biden told host Trevor Noah that he's absolutely convinced that the military will escort him from the White House if he refuses to concede. This is USA Radio News. The 75-year-old man who was shoved to the ground by police at a protest in Buffalo, New York, has suffered a brain injury and is facing a new normal, according to his attorney. The video of social justice activist Martin Gugino being pushed at a protest June 4th outside City Hall became one of the most viewed examples of police violence sparked by the death of George Floyd. Gugino has been hospitalized since the incident, which led to charges of second-degree assault and suspension without pay for Buffalo officers Robert McCade and Aaron Torogowski. Both officers have pleaded not guilty. North Korea said it's pulling away from its relationship with the United States 2 years after a historic handshake between President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, saying there have been no actual improvements in ties. Never again will we provide the U.S. chief executive with another package to be used for achievements without receiving any returns, according to North Korea's foreign minister. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alcohol. And due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones for you to call in, take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Some pretty interesting reforms. Most so far, I would say 90% plus, we've agreed with, from the Seattle group that, or at least part of the Seattle group that has taken over the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And we'll continue with that discussion here. We've got more of their demands, and I suspect we're going to disagree pretty vehemently with some of them coming up very, very soon. But most of their criminal justice reforms sound pretty good so far, like abolishing the Seattle Police Department, releasing peaceful people from prisons, maybe even abolishing prisons entirely. So with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And also, don't forget, check out Bitcoin.com to learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. It's a good time to learn something new. You know, things are changing all around you. The money's going to change, too, over time, especially with all these digital options coming into play. You ought to take a little bit of time to get the basics and learn them over at Bitcoin.com. They got that for you. Plus, they got a whole lot more, including a great news site that's updated regularly with information from across the planet about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and Bitcoin Cash. Get on over to Bitcoin.com as we continue here with more of the list of demands from the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. We're still in the section, which is the largest one. There's four sections. We're in the section on justice the justice system, various different changes that they would like to see. So we continue. So we were talking about they wanted to end the prisons, demand the abolition of imprisonment, specifically was number 13. And I think we all kind of agreed that given the choice, we'd go ahead and get rid of that.
Yeah.
You know, we would see people defending themselves if you have a right to bear arms against the bad guys, and most of them probably won't survive that. Number 14, we demand, in replacement of the current criminal justice system, the creation of a restorative/transformative accountability program as replacement for imprisonment. So restorative justice, I think most of us libertarian types would agree with, meaning that you do some damage to somebody, you do some damage to their property, their loved ones, or whatever, you got to pay them back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then some, right? So not only pay back for what you damaged, but pay back for the heartache and the difficulty and the frustrations of having to repair those things, whatever lost productivity that you might have had as a result of that. I think those are all fair things to demand from somebody who has wronged you.
Absolutely.
And we don't see a lot of that in the so-called justice system these days.
Unless it has to do with copyright, in which case...
Are there restitutions
in
those cases? Yeah, we could. Well, right. So those are big corporations, right? But the average little guy, not so much. If the cops get involved in a situation, they make an arrest, they get the conviction, and they get fines. You don't get the fines. They get the fines.
Mm-hmm.
They get the jail time. They get the bigger jail budgets as a result of that. And you get victimized twice. Because if this person hurt you, if this person stole from you, well, now the government gang is stealing from you to put that person behind bars and calling that justice.
Yeah.
When really it's just enlarging the system and empowering the system.
Yeah, it does nothing for the victim.
Correct. Number 15. We demand autonomy be given to the people to create localized anti-crime systems. Now, I don't know what that means exactly, but I'm in favor of more autonomy. So if that means local crime prevention methods, maybe neighborhood watch, things like that. Maybe
which is basically a politically correct way of saying militia.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. And they've been popular over time, the neighborhood watches. When police have failed miserably, as they tend to do, people get fed up and they say, well, we can do a better job. And then they organize and they do a better job.
Yeah. I mean, there were certainly areas that were patrolled by the Black Panthers that were much better off being patrolled by them than they were by the police.
Well, then they're also, they know their neighbors more, right? So they know who they're dealing with. They know when there's a strange person around that has not been around before or whatever. You can be more aware of those sorts of things if you're not the cops.
Well, I mean, when you live in the community and you're not, driving not in from the suburbs to police the black communities, it's no great surprise point. That you can do a better job.
Number 16, we demand the Seattle Police Department, between now and the time of its abolition in the near future, empty its lost and found and return property owned by denizens of the city. Seems reasonable. Number 17, we demand justice for those who have been sexually harassed or abused by the Seattle Police Department or prison guards in the state of Washington. Reasonable. We read a statement from a police officer, former cop, a couple nights ago. There was a really, really epic blog by a former cop who calls himself former bastard cop and went into really the dirty details of what he's seen, just the horrible things he's seen not only himself do, but also his cohorts within the police department. And, of course, one of those things includes extracting sexual favors from people, forced sexual favors from people on the side of the road or in a dark alleyway or whatever the police have done to people.
Mm-hmm.
Number 18, we demand that between now and the abolition of the Seattle Police Department, that each and every SPD officer turn on their body cameras, and the body camera video of all Seattle police should be a matter of easily accessible public record.
Mm-hmm.
Also agree with that one. And number 19, we demand that the funding previously used for Seattle police be directed into, and here we go, A, socialized health and medicine for the city of Seattle.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you knew it was going to come here.
Yeah, no, well, and what I don't understand is what makes them think they're going to get better service in health care
than they, did
than
the
they got in law enforcement.
Right.
You know, if the government hates you and they want to kill you with cops, they can also kill you with doctors.
Yep.
It's crazy, too. because they don't even understand that they've already got to some extent this. I don't know if socialized is quite the right word, but it's government, right? It's mm-hmm. We already have a system that was heavily impacted by government and undermined our healthcare system,
true.
And mm-hmm. it's been that way for a really long time.
Right. Government control the majority of the dollars in healthcare.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that was true 20 years ago.
If mm-hmm. you want to fix it, you need to get government out of healthcare.
Yep.
Not
they haven't learned their lesson
healthcare.
Yet. And I think nobody's point is the best point on this. Why would you want Trump? Why would you want the city of Seattle? Why mm-hmm. would you want the state of Washington, the very entities that have oppressed you, to now be in charge of your health care?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just because you want it free?
There's no reason to believe that they're going to do a better job.
And it's not free anyway.
No, it's expensive.
It might be giving you, they give you the impression it's free.
It's way overpriced. You just don't see the tag.
Right. It's overpriced because you end up paying through other means.
Right. And this is where they're going to fail. Is on economics.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're absolutely right on when it comes to their justice demands mm-hmm. so far. Mm-hmm. They don't understand economics, and so we're going to get into that. They actually have a section for economic demands. That's what's coming up next mm-hmm. year. But let's go on. They also want the money from the Seattle Police funding to go into free public housing because they say housing is a right, not a privilege.
Right.
You yeah, don't mean you agree
the
with
idea
that.
Of, you know. You have a right to have somebody build you a house? Yeah, well, nobody's going to do that. Sorry.
You know, I would agree that they have a right to housing, but they don't have the right to, how do I say this? They have the right
to build a house.
The right to build a house.
On land they can homestead.
To own. They have the right to do those things, and the government shouldn't be allowed to take it away from them.
Which is one of the reasons why Seattle is an expensive place to live, because the government has stepped in with all kinds of building regulations.
Right.
They made it difficult to build new property within Seattle, and I'm sure outside of Seattle is also fairly restrictive. But, Seattle's the prices on rent have gone through the roof because the market can't respond. The market, even people who have the money to build, can't do it.
Right.
And I think the right to homestead is a huge thing that has been denied by the current society, and
right.
that they subsidize the ownership of land so that people own way more than they could afford to defend mm-hmm. themselves under anarchy. And the guy who the homeless guy who's paying taxes on his cup of coffee in the morning is paying to defend somebody else's land from him.
That's right.
And that's not good.
Yeah.
There's two more sub-points here on what is the final point on the justice system. Then we'll get into their economic demands. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So it sounds like these guys aren't ready to have a different system yet, like their own system. They still are making demands on the other system. They want them to bend. They want the system to bend to their will.
Right.
There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you may dial toll free here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we've also got the Discord call in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. We have been talking about the details on the list of demands that we are, I would say, more than halfway through at this point, because the bulk of the demands, and there's 19 in the section that we are about to finish, the section about justice system-related stuff. And we've been on board with almost all of it so far.
Mm-hmm.
So far. There have been like one or two little things we've quibbled with.
Well, but, then they wanted the government to control health care.
That's right. Yeah, at the very end, we're breaking away. Sick. We're breaking away from number 19, where they get into, not only do they say they want socialized health and medicine for the city of Seattle, but they also want free public housing, because they say housing's a right.
We want our health care controlled by the same people we want the other to control taken away from. Because we haven't thought this out very well.
No, yeah. We don't like the injustice, which we agree with, but they also really want free stuff.
You have the right to own and you have the right to possess, but you don't have the right to steal from other people.
Well, and I don't think they see it like stealing yet. They may see the violence that's imposed upon them by the system. They see that pretty clearly, but they don't understand the connection between this, you know, what taxes are and the police's role in keeping the system in place. So if you want to comment, you can join us here. We're going to finish up with number 19, and then we'll get into their economic demands, which number 19 is pretty much economic demands here. They've broken it down into five different subcategories of the things they demand that the money be, the money that has previously been used for the Seattle police be redirected. So, again, socialized health care, which we're against, because we're for freedom, and then free public housing, which, again, we believe in homesteading. I think I can speak for the three of us, right? Like, yeah. Are you on board with homesteading, Chris?
I'm not. That's a good question. I don't know. Like, I don't want to say I have a particular opinion on this, but
okay.
Certainly.
Do you think that someone who comes across what appears to be unoccupied land should be able to set up a house on it?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Somebody ultimately is claiming to control the land. It is sort of an artificial thing. And if you start developing it, then
yeah, I mean, shouldn't there be, if there's going to be, if somebody's saying they have control of land, shouldn't there be some evidence of the control? You know, like they put up a fence, or they have an armed guard, or they have, you know, some sort of artifice to suggest to you that, oh, someone already has this land.
It seems that way to me, you know. The idea, I mean, and AMCAPs have always had this, that's anarcho-capitalists, have always had this kind of weird division where they say, well, property rights go on forever, but yet... there is no organization to return land to you that's stolen from you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that doesn't really make sense. I mean, if you, I kind of like the idea that the land is yours for as long as you choose to defend it.
Yeah.
But once you walk away from it,
it's abandoned property,
then somebody else can take it.
That's kind of an interesting perspective to have, and it's kind of, property, physical property, like, I certainly believe in physical property rights, right? Like, you own something, you can own something. Land is a kind of a very interesting subject, because it's not something that you really possess. It's more of a concept. It's sort of like copyright in a sense. So
property is a concept. Yeah.
Well, it's something that you can show and you can do and you can have, right? But land,
but it's also a concept, because there are people who claim to not believe
but
in
it's it. Not. I don't know. It's got a level of artificialness to it, right?
Sure.
Effectively, when we say we own property, it's effectively, what is that? I mean, it basically means that there is a government that says that this is your land, or a king or somebody who says this is your land and you can do what you want with it, or you can do certain things with it, right?
Things they allow.
Right. And,
will purportedly protect your rights to that land.
Right,
which
right.
goes back to the idea of defending the thing that you have. In this case, you're using the government to defend the land. If, with the absence of the government, you'd have to use something else.
Right. I mean, and that's the question, I mean, what is yours? How does something become yours? Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily...
And I think these questions that you're asking would be answered in different ways. To go back to the conversation we had at the beginning of the show about the federalism of the different states, I bet you would see different property systems and belief systems kind of coming up about that in the different areas.
Yeah, and pretty much, I mean, what the development of thought pretty much came through John Locke, who wrote in the Second Treatise on Government, and I think that was in the 1600s, that basically, when you take a piece of unowned land and you turn it into something else, like you make a ranch out of it, you make a home out of it, you make a farm out of it, then the farm is a product of your labor, and as such, it belongs to you. But he goes on to say that nobody else really has a right to complain about this, so long as there is as much and as good land left for others to homestead.
Yeah.
And he compares it to a river, and he says that, nobody has a right to complain about how much you're drinking out of the river, so long as there's water left for them to drink.
You don't drink at all.
The problem with homesteading is that I feel like it goes into this kind of socialist territory where we're justifying...
Well, it's not socialism, because
stealing.
Socialism is state ownership of the means of production, right?
Fair enough.
I mean, homesteading is specifically unowned land.
It's not stealing.
I mean, so, right, but...
It's just a different view on property.
Right.
The current view on property is that you can put a fence up around 100,000 miles and say, this is mine.
Yeah.
You know,
because the king gave you the state of Pennsylvania right.
I mean,
or something.
The homesteading belief system would say that, well, if you're not going to do anything to actively defend it, which would cost a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Like if you had to have, you know, some guards for all that space or whatever, it's going to cost some money. And so if you just leave a property undefended and undeveloped and no one's around, that at some point the people who are taking the position nobody and I are say that, well, it's really not yours anymore. You know?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of these things where, if you don't defend it, if you leave your house and you go on vacation, is it not your house anymore?
Because now that is a good question.
And I mean, there is a question about how long would that take? Mm-hmm. You know, certainly, although we used to joke when we had mutualists up here, we used to joke when they went down to the store, we'd be like, yeah, we're going to homestead your apartment while you're gone. You know, the reality was, you know, they would not have claimed that right, right? Mm-hmm. They would have said, you know, if you leave and you're gone for a long time, then eventually it's abandoned land. But,
right, yeah. I would say there would be some amount of time where if there is no evidence whatsoever that anyone has lived in a place for, I don't know how many years, right? Like, this would be one of the things that people would come up with, right? Different
yeah.
systems would arise to say that, well, once it's been abandoned for 10 years or once it's been abandoned for 50 years or whatever.
And, you know, that's the idea behind the idea of adverse possession.
Mm-hmm.
And the way adverse possession works is if you take up residence on a piece of land that is apparently unowned and nobody comes and tells you to leave
to get out, yeah.
for 15 years,
it's
then
yours.
It's your land. And that's just an arbitrary number that they came up with. But, you know, you got to figure if you're going to claim exclusive ownership of a piece of land, I think you should check in on it every 15 years, whether you need to or not.
Because you don't care if you don't.
Otherwise,
if
you're
you
not.
You don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not using it, then don't prevent other people from using it.
Yeah, It just seems this territory, this conversation, it just seems so, like, what are we missing? What are we, you know, I don't know. I just feel like there's more to it.
Well, no system's going to be perfect.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, that's one of these things where it's like, our system is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination currently, but it's a fairly clear system. It's easy to understand. If you start saying, okay,
yeah, if you're rich, you get richer, and if you're poor, you get poorer. It's easy to understand.
Right. Right, sure. But, like, you know, there's got to be some sort of means, you know, to retain control. And then what if we don't all agree on, you know, what that means, you know? It's like...
Well, if you got a guy with a gun there, then I'm going to say you've retained control of it.
Yeah, I mean,
defend it, and it's yours.
Well, there's a barbed wire fence.
What happens when the army comes because somebody's got a militia, and he's got 50 guys, and I've got two?
Well, now you're just talking about the law of the jungle and might makes right. I mean, that's... Hopefully we live in a better society than that. There's more coming up here. Hour 3
next.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.